blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Today is Holy Saturday, and our text for reflection is 1 Peter 3:18 to 22. 1 Peter chapter 3:18 to 22. Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the Spirit. So he went and preached to the spirits in prison, those who disobeyed God long ago when God waited patiently while Noah was building his boat. Only 8 people were saved from drowning in that terrible flood. And that water is a picture of baptism, which now saves you, not by removing dirt from your body, but as a response to God from a clean conscience. It is effective because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now Christ has gone to heaven. He is seated in the place of honor, next to God, and all the angels and authorities and powers accept his authority. My theme for reflection is hope that stands when everything else shakes. Hope that stands when everything else shakes. Life can feel like trying to stay upright on a bus that suddenly breaks. You did not do anything wrong, but you are still thrown off balance. That's how many people experience life when forces beyond their control seem to push against them. It leaves you asking, where do I stand when everything around me feels uncertain? That is precisely the world addressed in 1 Peter 3:18 to 22. The early Christians lived under suspicion, slander, and real threat. They had committed no crime, yet their allegiance to Christ made them targets in a society shaped by power, empire, and competing loyalties. Into that fragile and fearful context, the writer does not offer escape, but perspective. Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. In other words, suffering is not a sign that God has abandoned you. It may, in fact, place you in the very story of Christ. This passage points to a profound theological claim. What appears as defeat is often the very place of divine victory. Christ was put to death in the body but made alive in the Spirit. Human eyes saw an execution. Divine reality revealed resurrection. And more than that, Christ's victory over death extends beyond visible history. He proclaims triumph even over the unseen powers that once seemed to dominate the world. The message is clear. No force, visible or invisible, has the final word over those who belong to God. For us today, this speaks directly into the anxieties of modern life. Whether it is injustice, misunderstanding, systemic pressure, or quiet personal struggles, we too know what it means to feel vulnerable before forces we cannot fully control. Lent invites us not to deny this reality, but to reinterpret it through the cross. It teaches us that suffering, when joined with Christ, is never meaningless. It is held within a larger story of redemption. Jürgen Moltmann writes, God weeps with us so that we may one day laugh with him. This captures the heart of the passage. Christ does not stand distant from suffering. He enters it, transforms it, and leads us through it toward life. Scripture confirms this hope. In Romans 8:38 to 39, Paul declares that neither death nor life nor any powers, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The same Christ who suffered now reigns at the right hand of God, with all authorities subjected to him. What feels overwhelming is not ultimate. And so, even baptism, mentioned in this passage, becomes more than a ritual. It is a declaration that we belong to this victorious Christ. It is a commitment to live with a clear conscience, not because life is easy, but because Christ is Lord. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you feel overpowered or treated unjustly, and how might this passage reshape your perspective? Number two, what would it mean for you to remain faithful even when doing so is costly? And now our practical exercise for today. Take a moment to pray specifically for someone experiencing injustice or suffering, and if possible, reach out with a message of encouragement or solidarity. Lord Jesus Christ, you who suffered and yet triumphed, help us to trust you when life feels uncertain and unjust. In this Lenten season, give us courage to remain faithful, hope to endure suffering, and confidence that you reign over all things. Strengthen us to live with clear consciences and compassionate hearts, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.